Do you know that a commissioner of the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, was asked on camera what law requires the average American, like you and me, to file and pay the federal income tax, and he could not do it? I know that sounds amazing to you, but I will show it to you momentarily that that's exactly what happened back in 2003 with the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Everson. So let's go to my screen. I'll show you the amazing video to see for yourself. Okay, here we go, folks. I'm going to play that. I'm going to stop and make commentary about it. On September 16, 2003, the IRS held a press conference announcing a new program to battle income tax scams and evasion. And David K. Johnston, lead tax reporter for the New York Times, directly questioned IRS Commissioner Everson about it. Let's hear what it says. Let's start again. It was muted. I didn't realize that. Okay, we got to check this thing beforehand, guys. Okay, let's start again. Okay, so my volume control here is the volume for everything, right?
Your volume control.
So that's it, right? So
it was just YouTube.
Okay, so that's fine the way it was. Right now it's okay, so I can start again. Okay, we're going to start again then. All right, those of you in the live feed, folks, thank you very much for being here and make it possible for me to make this recording happening, everybody. Okay, why is that sound? Oh, that sound comes up. Okay, all right. Okay, got it. Okay.
I'm going to give you a countdown and we'll start over.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Did you know that the head of the IRS in 2003, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Everson, was asked, what law requires you and me, the American people, to file and pay the federal income tax? And he couldn't find it? I'll show the video to you right now, folks. You'll be amazed. Take a look at my screen. We're going to play this on. Here it is. September 16, 2003. Yeah. And David K. Johnston, lead tax reporter for the New York Times, directly questioned IRS Commissioner Everson. Watch. So here it goes. This IRS official program, the opening questions for reporters. Okay, so here it is. A simple question, folks, right? Let's see. She leaves this lady, okay, as a spokesman for the IRS, and let the commissioner answer, see what he says. Now, hold on, folks. I'm going to show you how this whole thing came up. This whole thing came up, by the way, because one of my students was Joe Bannister, former gun-carrying IRS special agent. Here's his picture on the back of his book, The Freedom Law School published for him back in 1999, called Investigating the Federal Income Tax. So when Freedom Law School put his book out and publicized Joe Bannister at our first Freedom Rally in 1999, other people heard about him, and We the People Foundation, this freedom group, took up the debate with the government in Washington, D.C., starting in July 1999. And after several debates, the government never showed up to any of these debates to refute Joe Bannister in his book that he had given to the IRS to refute when he was working for them. That's what leads to all this about this historic material about New York Times reporter asking Commissioner, hey, these people, Joe Bannister and others of us, were outside, you know, in Washington, D.C., and demonstrating, saying, look, why don't you show us the law that requires the average American like us to file and pay income tax? And they were not doing it. Repeatedly, the government, the IRS, would not show up to any of these debates at all. So now David K. Johnson of New York Times will have to ask his question again, because he was not answered the first time. Hold on. Did you see the answer for the commissioner? He just walked off. Let this lady respond. Okay, now who is this person, Bobby? I'll show you right now, okay? This is from the We the People Foundation, GiveMeLiberty.org, their archives of September 27, 2003. I was there, folks, okay? So this page, if you want to go look it up on the archives of GiveMeLiberty.org, they have this video all there. And what you see here, they put it in writing for you. David K. Johnson asked the first question. Mark, there are a group of people standing outside, referring to We the People Foundation demonstrators, who assert that they are no longer required to pay taxes and that you will not answer their petition to the government as to whether they are required to pay taxes. Are they required to pay taxes? And what do you say to them? So when Mr. Everson couldn't answer the question, what happened? This lady you see named Dale Hart, you see her coming up, and she tries to help him. Okay, let me help here, Mr. Dave Everson, right? She tries to talk for him. That's what's going on. So let's go back to the video. Here we go. Let's go back just a little bit. So where is the law? Why don't they just show the law? They say go to IRS's website. Let me think about this. The law is made in America. We have three branches of government, not by the judges, not by the executive branch, but the legislature. Congress makes federal laws. But where's the federal law on that? Look, federal laws, they're really easy to find. I can find them. Look, for example, if you go to my screen, I'm going to show you right here. This is a Title 26, the federal income tax laws, Section 7701 definitions. See, all this stuff is there. It defines many things. Here's definitions, all kind of stuff in this title defined, like person. They define, for example, United States to mean Washington, D.C. They define also the term state to also be Washington, D.C. Where do I get all this? Look on the top right, OLRC home. You see that on the top right? Yes. Right-click on that, open that link in a new tab, and here it is. This comes from the Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. Look at the top left, from U.S. House of Representatives. Okay, this is what? The page from the Congress's own website. Laws are published for everybody to read and follow. Why does this lady say there's a number of court cases that have asserted our authority to impose income tax? Do the courts write law? The judges are not elected by we the people. The executive branch, the IRS.gov website, they're not elected by we the people. We're supposed to have a government of, by, and for we the people, not by some unelected IRS bureaucrats and judges behind some buildings that make law in secret, and we just read their dictation. The laws are right there. And I tell you this, folks, they cannot show you the law, because there is no law that requires you or me, the average American, to file and pay the federal income tax. Yes. And you know what? The law, income tax law, applies only to those who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C., which is very, very few people, and those people who have performed governmental functions, government employees, basically, legislature, judges, which the money comes from Washington, D.C., or territories. For example, military workers, federal government workers, post office workers, military, people that work in U.S. embassies abroad, those people got to follow up income tax. Military contractors, they have to follow up income tax. So I bet you 98% of you watching this are not in any of those categories. And these crooks and thieves deliberately are ignoring the law to steal from you. To find out more about this, folks, what you want to do is watch this video, okay? It's called Summary of Who is Required to File and Pay Income Tax, which was posted by Freedom Law School August 5th, 2020. You watch a short video, just over 7 minutes long, and in this video, I'll give you the quick overview, the answers to this question of who is required and to file and pay income tax. And guess what, folks? 99% of you watching this, it does not apply to you. So check that video, folks. It's in the description below. The link to it is there. Also, the card that comes up on this page up or below, click on that. That will get you to this video. And folks, that's how you start your road to freedom and prosperity. And share this, folks. Give this to your friends. Let them check it out. And you be free, my friends. This is Payman Motayade, the president of Freedom Law School. Thank you for watching. Go to our website at livefreenow.org as well for more. Okay. How long was that?
The read it part,
about 11 minutes. Okay, all right. I might do a shorter one on this at the end of tonight, because it's too long. I like to do a shorter one, but we'll have that anyhow. 12 minutes, yeah. Okay, so I might do a shorter one, okay? All right, let's not go. We got several videos for the live audience, and I will answer your questions tonight after the Freedom Hour. Folks, put the number for the blog talk on there for the live audience. Every Thursday night, I record these videos, folks, and I love and thank you, those who watch this program live and make this recordings possible, give it life, for giving your time and watch. And I'm here at the end to answer any and all freedom questions that you may have as well. So with that, we're going to go to our next topic of tonight, which is about the documentary America, Freedom to Fascism. Okay? All right. So we're going to go to that. All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's start it up.
Hang down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Have American people be turned into slaves for the international banksters? Is the IRS misapplying the law to you and stealing your money, forcing you into poverty, into credit card debts of 20%+ interest? Do you want to know the truth? Do you want to be free? Then, folks, you got to watch this video, which will absolutely blow you away, folks. And I'm going to tell you something. Do not be afraid of the truth. Seek the truth, folks, and the truth shall set you free and have you looking like this one instead that's coming up next, folks. You want to look like this, okay? So how do we do it? The way we do it, folks, is I'm going to tell you guys about this documentary, which is absolutely amazing. It's called America, Freedom to Fascism. This was made in 2006 by a man named Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo was a Hollywood producer of movies. He produced The Rose with Bette Midler and Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, two famous Hollywood movies made in the 1980s. So he was not just a nobody. He made this timeless documentary in 2006, and he was a friend of mine since 1994. We knew each other in 2006, called America, Freedom to Fascism. Okay, you got to watch this thing. I'm gonna put it on the screen because he starts by saying, "I went to a quest to find whether there was a law requiring Americans to file an income tax," right? That was a start. But guess what it led to? What I discovered was terrifying and global. So, folks, the link to this documentary is right here in the description below and the card that comes up on your screen above and below. Click on it and watch it as you drive safely, or listen to it as you drive to and from work. And you're going to have your horizon expanded because you took the red pill of truth, and the truth shall set you free. My name is Paymon Motayede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. Go to our YouTube channel and our website at livefreenow.org for more as well. Thank you. Okay. How long was that one?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah, we also have those images that you wanted of the posters that show that Aaron Russo produced them.
Yeah, but they're not on my screen. They're not pulled up right now. That's why they're without them. Okay, that's okay. We're going to move on anyhow because they're not on the screen. It takes too long to put them on right now. We're going to go to the third summary video, odds of being struck by lightning versus going to jail. Most Americans think if they stop filing 1040 income tax confession form, they will go to jail. Okay? I'm going to address that issue for people head on. Okay? All right. Let's see. Ready to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
I'm going to count you down. I'm going to go in 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
If you're like most Americans, you believe firmly that if you stop filing 1040 income tax confession forms, misnamed tax returns, that you're going to go automatically very soon go to jail, right? Wrong. That's a big deception, lie imposed on American people, folks, taking advantage of you. This is what they want you to feel. You've been made to feel this way. Ah! not filing income taxes, I'll go to jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I'll file the 1040 forms religiously, so I will not go to jail. Folks, the answer to what you got is this. Okay, the solution to all this is go to our website at livefreenow.org and go down to education materials, down to the I opening education tab, and open that link in a new tab. And what you see here is truly eye-opening. You'll see the facts are, why is this lightning up here? Because the facts are, you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. That is a fact, folks. I'm not making this up. That's the numbers. Now, take a look at this. The odds of going to a prison sentence for not having filed tax return is 1 in 2.5 million. The odds of being struck by lightning are, well, okay, let's stop this. Benny, I thought we had these numbers reversed. Is that correct?
Yeah, the odds are greater. The odds are less. 1 in 2.5 million is half of the odds.
So we the statement is wrong. We have it the other way around.
No.
The lightning should be bottom. The numbers are reversed. The 1.5 million should be up higher.
Think about this clearly. 1 in 2.5 million is a lower chance.
Oh yeah, you're right. I got it wrong. Thank you. Let's start again. Do it again. Sorry, folks. My apologies to my lovely live audience. Give me a chance to do it again. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Most Americans believe that if they stop filing 1040 income tax returns or confession forms, that they will automatically go to jail. That is probably what you're thinking as well. And to think about not filing income tax form brings to you, I believe, this kind of feeling. No, I don't want to go to jail, so I'll continue to file 1040 tax confession forms, which I hate and do not understand because I don't want to go to jail. Right? That's how it works. Well, let me tell you, folks, that's all deception. You've been deceived and lied to. I'm going to give you the truth. Go to our website at livefreenow.org, Free of Law School's website. Go under the education materials drop-down menu to eye-opening education, and you open that link in a new tab. And the answer is right here. The facts are, the truth is, that you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms or returns. You see, the odds of you going to go to prison for failing or not filing tax return charges is 1 in 2.5 million. Very, very tiny number. And guess what? You are twice as likely to be hit by lightning because odds of being struck by lightning are more. 1 in 1.2 million. That's right. I mean, you go walk around thinking, am I getting stuck by lightning? No, you're not worried about that. Well, guess what? If you stop filing 1040 income tax confession forms, if you stop putting the rope around your neck and those confession forms for the IRS used against you, that's what they do. Your chance of going to jail are even less than that. Folks, look at my screen. You got to watch this page. Watch that and go more. You see even this judge who filed every year tax returns. She couldn't defend her 1040 income tax confession forms. And she's got 34 months without a fight pleading guilty. So, folks, I'm not going to take more of your time. You want to be free? The opportunity is there for you, folks. It's up to you, okay? If you want to feel happy by discovering your truth like this, you have that opportunity. You don't have to live in fear, folks. See, fear is this: false evidence appearing real. That is what IRS has done to deceive and rob you by using fear. False evidence, right? And guess what, folks? I will tell you the truth about the income tax, and you will be free, my friends. Just check out this page, the Eye-Opening Education, the videos you'll see in the description, and get in touch with Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org, and let's live free and prosperity and share the truth and love with everyone you know. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and tune in. Contact Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. Okay. How long was that?
About 4 minutes.
Okay. Not too long. Okay. So we did that. American Freedom Fashion Summary. Now we're going to Richard Grant. Okay. Okay, Richard Grant. We're going to do his thing. All right. Okay.
Do you want the blog post we did on the website for Richard Grant?
No, because it's going to go at the blog post page. We're going to put the video at the blog post. Okay, all right. Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Peyman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. If you search online for Freedom Law School, one of the things that comes up higher on the Google rankings about Freedom Law School is this article about this guy named Richard Grant. Okay, that came out November 11, 2016, this Forbes article saying Freedom Law School tax evader gets prison sentence. But is that true? Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of falsehood in this story that they don't tell you. And people say, Peyman, am I going to get in trouble like Richard Grant? No. And I'll let you be the judge of the facts of the case. What happens at Richard Grant filing and paying income tax with some other groups before he came to Freedom Law School stuff? He did lots of other stuff. Lots of other stuff before he came to Freedom Law School. He at one point came and became a student of Freedom Law School. And I did some things to help him. What happened, however, when he got charged criminally, even though he was a member of Freedom Law School's Royal Freedom Package, okay, and Freedom Law School would have paid for attorney of Freedom Law School's choosing to properly defend Richard Grant. Instead, he chose to go with attorney of his choice. And neither him nor his attorney worked with me or Freedom Law School according to our plan, according to things he done with Freedom Law School to defend him. You see, Freedom Law School, what I do, what I recommend you all do, write your congressman about the income tax issue. The lawmakers, if I'm wrong, the lawmakers should correct you, right? Well, guess what? Richard Grant had done the same thing, but his lawyer chose not to use that defense. Instead, he had Richard Grant defended on other stuff that Grant did before he came across Freedom Law School. I was at the trial to help any way I could, paid my own tickets. I was there to help him in it, but no, he didn't want my help. In fact, when the judge allowed him before a few months before the trial to come from California, where he lived, to Florida to see his mom, he was supposed to come see me so I could help prepare him for his trial. After several days, being in Florida, he calls me and says, "Oh, Paymon, I'm sorry. Things took too long. I cannot come and see you." And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You're not doing me a favor, Richard, by coming and see me. I'm here to help you stay out of prison. You should be coming and seeing me. And you're so lucky the judge lets you out of state, because usually they don't. You come all the way out here, don't see me, don't cooperate with me. And he didn't. Several days before the trial, I went to San Jose, California, got my own hotel room, contacted him and his lawyer to meet with me so I could work with them. Neither one would come and see me. So, you judge, just because Richard Grant at one point drank mama's milk, is that why he went to jail? Because he went to such, whatever high school he went to, or university, or Freedom Law School at one point, is that why he went to jail? Unfortunately, he went to jail because he didn't stay with Freedom Law School. I was there trying to do whatever I could. But folks, you can take the horse to the water, but you cannot make him drink. I could not force Richard Graham nor his lawyer to work with me. Now, what happened is that the trial, per request of Richard Grant, I went out there and testified that I did some legal work for him. Okay? Some challenge, some IRS summonses for him. Okay? So IRS found out, he was with Freedom Law School for a while. So guess what? They cannot get me. The IRS cannot shut me up. So they use the opportunity to misportray Richard Grant as being a Freedom Law School student, following what I say, following what I teach. And that's why Richard Grant went to prison, when it is not so. Richard Grant was with Freedom Law School, but decided to do his own thing with his own lawyer, not with me, meet with me, not work with me. I'm very sorry about that. And Richard paid the price. He went to jail, as you see the article shows, for 33 months. Here it is. The article says, I'm going to make it zoom, make it a little bit bigger for you, this Forbes article, folks. Here it is. It says, Richard Grant, 63, was found guilty of 3 counts of tax evasion after jury trial, been sentenced to 33 months, and in 2001, he stopped filing individual income tax returns and paying income tax. So for 15 years of not filing paying income tax, he got 33 months. Got that? Now check this out. This federal judge, for maybe 5 years of filing tax returns, got 34 months, longer than Richard Grant. Check this out, folks. If you go to our eye-opening education page, okay, under education materials, there it is, drop that menu, you scroll down, and you see this picture of this judge. There it is. She was the chief judge of U.S. Tax Court, and she filed under penalty of perjuries under oath. Under oath, tax returns, she would not even defend her 1040 forms. She filed and paid religiously every year. Yet, this Judge Krupa did not even try to put up a defense and go to trial. Instead, pled guilty to reduce her sentence to 34 months. Yes, she pled guilty, got a good deal of 34 months. Can you believe that? Yes, that's a good deal for filing 34 months. Whereas Richard Grant fought, went to trial and lost, and he got less time. He got only 33 months. Yes. So right there is proof, folks. filing 1040 confession tax forms is far more dangerous. Even a judge of tax court, who's the authority on income tax law, cannot defend her tax confession forms. Whereas a non-filer, the penalties are less, jail sentence is less, you have far better tools of living free, like me. I have not filed an income tax for 30 years. Iris Mo knows about it, and I've been under criminal investigation and other parallel investigations by the IRS since 1995 for 25 years. Yet, IRS cannot put me in jail. They don't come after me. And if I beat them. If you want to know more, what you want to do, folks? Again, go to our website, folks, on the Eye-Opening Education. On this page, start reading about this, folks. Educate yourself to be free, folks. Become a subscriber also to our YouTube channel. And I'll see you very soon, living a free and prosperous life. LiveFreeNow.org is our website. Live free now through our website of Freedom Law School. Thank you for watching. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go to question and answers. You want to put the call number up, guys? We're going to put the call number on the screen, folks. Those of you have questions, you can ask them live, interactive, where I can fully understand your question and give you a proper, complete answer. You can make comments on YouTube or Facebook. I'll do my best to respond to those as well. Okay? The number's on your screen, the call number. Put it on the screen, guys. Area code 657. The number to call, is it on the screen? Okay. 657-383-1755. And press 1 so that you will be connected. And we know you have a question and get your questions answered. We have a caller from area code 919. For your privacy, my friend, give me only your first name, no last name, your telephone area code, and tell me if you got Freedom Law School's free Freedom Education package that we mail out to everyone at no charge.
How are you doing? So my first name is Majima, and I did get your package.
Repeat your first name slowly and spell it, please.
Sure. N-A-J-I-M-A.
Najima, very nice, yes. Very nice, very good. Okay, yes, Najima, and how may I assist you?
I had a question, and I had posted it in the Tax Honesty group as well, just regarding banks trying to request or demand that you complete the W-9 when it doesn't apply and how to respond, because what they do is basically try to block you from accessing your account online at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a bank account already, Najima?
Yeah, with USAA.
Okay. And so you have a bank account already. They ask a W-9
yes.
for you. Okay. And you have not given to them, and they are threatening to stop giving you access to that?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Najima, I'm glad you called. Today, I hope I did the last final editing of a letter on this very topic to write the congressman about the fact that they falsely, the IRS has deceived companies, their accountants and lawyers to issue 1099s falsely about you to the IRS and request W-9s from you. And then with that, you can go to the bank or employer or third party. Tell them, hey, you don't need this. So I'm going to be putting it on our website, I believe, within about 2-3 weeks, because I got a letter to the bank or employer also, third party.
Okay.
So, but at this moment, I don't have that letter finished up yet. And when I post on my website, there'll be other editing I gotta do, description. But I'm gonna make it available to our Peter Package members, Simple and Royal Peter Package members first. And also provide the support to write the bank, employer, and go up the chain, because you cannot just simply write a letter to these institutions.
I'm learning that. Yeah,
you have to go from the clerk to the manager to the supervisor above that to get to the corporate lawyer about these things. And that takes sometimes more effort, letter writing, and support. So I would suggest if you could get with us, that would be best way so we can do it for you correctly going up the chain. But I will put this letter on our website as soon as I'm done on the final editing, and the letter to the bank or employer or third party is also provided also for you.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. And one last question. When you're dealing with an employer and you, if you cite like 26 CFR, where it kind of lists that you can basically say that you no longer agree or mutually agree for withholding, and they come back and they just cite the IRS code or USC code, where the code somehow does, it changes. It's literally not, it's like they and omit that part out under 26 USC. But when you look at 26 CFR, it, you know, where the regulations are supposed to be derived from in the first place, they it's like that part is not there anymore.
Okay. Let me help you with that question also. First, what you want to do is go to our website for the answer. I'm not sure what you did, but what you want to do, go under adlibfrina.org to education materials. Go down on the drop-down menu, stop tax withholding, open that tab. When you go to that tab, there's a letter how you stop your employer from withholding and sending your money to the IRS. You will find here step-by-step instructions on how to do it.
I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to watch this first, this over this video, okay? That this overview video is only 9 minutes long, okay? And then steps are, you write your congressman first about this issue with the laws attached, okay? And I describe this process in this video. And then you can download the PDF file that has the recommended petition letter, okay, with the exhibits to send your congressman by certified mail, okay? They cannot retaliate against you, you're fine. And then they give them 60 days to respond, okay? Just in case you're wrong, they can correct you. The sample letter you see right here, it's for download. You can download it from right here, this red and white symbol on the left side, and you can read it right here for yourself what the letter actually says, okay? And now on our website without even downloading it. Below that, you see the exhibits and attachments are all in that PDF, all the laws attached. It's all right there. Then you want to print and include with your letter. And then you go to step two, okay, how to temporarily stop withholding now. Perhaps you may have to usually put out a W for exempt under duress because they force you as a condition of employment or paying you to fill that out. You may have to do that.
Yeah.
People do. I describe the safe process, how to fill out this form that you should not have to fill out at all. It doesn't even apply to you, but they're forcing you. They put a gun to your head, you won't get paid or you won't be hired. They've convinced employers across America. So, you know, they may have to do this process temporarily, okay? And then the third step is, you know, you write your, and the sample letter is right here. The sample W, for example, properly filled out, is all there, okay? And then you write step three to your employer after Congress members had an opportunity to review your letter and have not told you you are wrong, okay? Then the letter, sample, your employer is right here. Again, the PDF is right here to see. You can scroll down and you see the actual language of the letter right here and at the bottom of the letter, okay? So, and you attach the letter you send to Congressman William at the same time. Now, even here, sometimes you may have to go up the chain of your company you work for. Depends if
exactly.
It's a mom and pop shop with 5 or 25 employees, or multinational with tens of thousands of employees or more, or in between. So I put as much as I can on our website for free to do it yourself, because you should be able to do it as much
right.
as possible by yourself. But unfortunately, when they write back to you, I cannot predict they're going to come back at you this way, that way, that way, this way, or the other lie or deception. It depends
mm-hmm.
on how they come at you. Then the response has got to be tailor-made properly to that
right.
person and the higher authority. That's why I recommend what you want to do is join Freedom Law School, whatever Freedom Package is. Ideally, you know, it's not a sales pitch, because this is there if you want the help. It's there under course packages. If you click on that, you'll see that although these letters are included in the beginner's freedom package, which is very affordable, only $900, the follow-up responses that need to be done are included in the simple and the royal freedom package, the follow-up back and forth that may need to be done. So you want to check out these freedom packages. Options are available
yep,
to you
okay.
if you want to get that support to make sure it's done correctly for you.
Okay, and then, and one last question, I'll be done. Is the Royal Freedom Package, like, well, is there a way to, like, undo this, like, permanently, like, get back what they've taken, or is that, like, we're at a loss?
You know, the best way to stop a thief from robbing you is to don't let him rob you.
In the first place, right?
Yes, rob you. You know, a year ago, 5 or 10 years ago, it's gone. Water under
yeah.
the bridge. If you try to do that, I know other people do this method that sometimes they work for the last maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years or 5 years, but oftentimes they don't work and backfire. You get nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
Target yourself for the IRS, and they try to put additional $5,000 fine for you doing that, and now you have to defend yourself against these fines potentially. Sometimes they do work.
Okay.
So I generally recommend people not to do that. You know, if we were to do that, look, I would want to have a system in place for you to have a proper follow-up. And I don't have that right now. Down the road, I hope I will. But I don't have that right now. And for that reason, I'm going to be cautious and don't recommend that for the time being.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Okay. That's it, Najima?
Okay. Yeah, that is it. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, folks, let's go. And if you have call, put the call number on the screen, folks. If you have questions to ask, the number to call, let's put it on the screen, guys, is 657-383-1755, and press 1 on your telephone keypad. That I know you're having questions to ask. We'll put you, make your live to get your question answered. Okay, you can disconnect the call right now from Najima, guys, and let's put the calls on YouTube right now.
Yeah,
oh, we have another call from Erica 703. Okay. All right. Thank you. Call from Erica 703. What is your first name? And do you have our freedom education package yet or not? Are you there? Call from Erica 703.
703? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is Sharon.
Sharon, do you have our free freedom education package yet?
I have one. I have not had a chance to go through it yet.
Okay.
But
and how can I help
you? Well, I do not. I have not filed since 1999, and I have worked with Codebusters in the beginning, did the FOIAs. I also worked with Pat Clarkson, and we got one of my things dismissed, and that was in 2007, and I haven't heard a peep out of them since. And I'm not making much money now. I don't even think I really have to file, which I'm not. But I just got a letter from the IRS saying that I could, that to remind me to be sure and put in for my stimulus check. So I'm wondering, can I do that without raising a red flag from the past? And how far back to go? Because they were after me for 2000, 2001, 2003, and 2004. I used to get letters every year saying this is how much you owe with your taxes and your penalties. And then all of a sudden, it's probably been about 6 or 7 years since I've heard a peep out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Is that still on the books or? And
Sharon,
I got a letter at my current address from them saying that I should, you know, put in for my stimulus payment.
If you do that, you open yourself to a small chance of criminal prosecution, because if they come after you down the road for not having filed and paying income tax for year 2000, you know, 18, 17, 16, going back, you have no defense that you are principled and no law requires you to file income tax, because they make you look bad. And they say, she's just in it for the money. She knows she's got to file for income tax like all you innocent jurors who pay your income tax, your fair share, property on time. She just wants to cheat and not pay her share. When she has a chance to file and get money, she files then. But when she has to pay, then she doesn't file. How convenient. So you all, rest of you, have to hold harder and pay more. She deserves to go to prison, doesn't she? Why put yourself in that situation? For 20 plus years, you've been out of the system. Successfully, it seems, Sharon. Why do that? Okay, I would recommend
you
that
breaking
you
up a lot. I'm having kind of a hard time. You're breaking up a little bit.
You
said I've been out of
the
system for 20 years.
Sharon, you must be on a cell phone, okay? So that's on your end. So you have to maybe later on listen to the rebroadcast of this recording, and we'll not delete it just for you, I guess, because we usually do. And but make sure you call from a regular phone, folks. Cell phones don't work, okay? They cut out.
I'm watching you. I'm watching you, but I put it on mute.
Okay.
No, you're totally on mute.
Okay.
Can I talk to you through the on the computer?
You can. No, it takes too long to type up answers and edit them on grammar spell check. It takes way too long to do that, okay? Way too long. That's why
oral
is much better, quicker, no need to spell check, grammar check, none of that, wasting time, okay? So basically, stay out of the system as you have been. Now, you have a lacrimonitis disease. That's your problem, Sharon. Lack of moneyitis. Ever heard of that disease? That means you have no money. I can help you with that. Remain a good patriot for freedom and share Freedom Law School's education and information with others. Show them for 20 years they left you alone. They have not taken anything from you. Just a bunch of empty threats. And guess what? I can pay you up to $4,000 cash for each referral. Would that be nice for you? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. If you do, then follow me on my screen. What you want to do is go under course packages, menu, go down to the Freedom Opportunity Plan at the bottom, and you open that link in the new tab. And when you go there, you see the Freedom Opportunity Plan made just for people like you. Wonderful patriots like you who believe in this stuff. You know we're right. You know we're telling the truth. But you don't have much money. And you don't have an opportunity to make a lot of money, especially in the freedom movement. Well, now you have such an opportunity. So look at this page in detail. I will just give you an overview of it. And basically, you can any freedom. You, right now, you are a freedom advocate. You refer anybody to Freedom Law School for any of our courses or freedom packages, and you will receive a 25% referral commission bonus. That's right, to any of our freedom packages. Now, your better option is to become a freedom ambassador by getting either the Royal Freedom Package membership or Simple Freedom Package, and you can start with only $1,000 down payment and make payment on the rest. Or after $1,000 down payment, you get paid 50% commission for referrals, which is $4,000 for a Royal Freedom Package membership. So with a couple of referrals, you get your membership paid for, and you get $1,000 back. And then after that, you're going to make $4,000 per referral for each Royal Freedom Package membership. We will send you as many of our Freedom Catalogs as you want at no charge. Okay? This beautiful, glossy catalog. Here's that tax court judge, right? That filed and went to prison, yeah, and all that stuff. And get our videos out and our web pages to others and have fun. Smile. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity to be prosperous and do what you love to do. Educate other people like we've done all these years. So the opportunity is there. It's up to you to accept it and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, Sharon?
Just one, and I've been thinking about this for a while. I am almost 72, and I'm not taking Social Security, but I would like to get some of it back. Is there a chance on that one too?
Again, you have to file for Social Security, be in that system. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you have to do.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Okay, well, I thought about working for you all.
You know that old. You sound pretty young to me. Sharon, you sounded pretty young. I would have never guessed you're 72. Really. You sound in pretty good shape. And the older and mature people respect you. So have fun. Folks, even if you go in front of Walmart or supermarket and pass out our Freedom Catalogs, folks, I'm not kidding. I'll send you all you want of these things. Go in front of the supermarket if you want to. Say, hey, you know income tax is a fraud? You love or hate the IRS? If you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate the IRS income tax, this is for you. Take it, and you have on the application page, you have your name and phone number. Even if they mail it in without talking to you, okay, I will call you and send you a cash in the mail to you. Have fun. You're tired, sounds like, Sharon. Why not? Go in front of a supermarket if you want to, or Walmart, and just pass these out. And guess what? Let the 9 out of 10, 29 out of 30 be not interested and go by and go on with their, you know, closed-minded, I'm not interested mentality. Let them suffer because that's their choice. There are other people like you and me looking someone like you and me to tell us the way out of the matrix of lies. So that's the person you want. All right? It's worth it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
Thank you for your question, Sharon. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to a caller, area code 970. What is your first name, my friend? And do you have a free Freedom Education package yet?
Payment, I never got the Freedom Education package.
Did you send for it?
Did I what?
Did you go to our website and sign up to receive one?
I probably didn't. I'm sorry. Okay. I can
That's
do that.
That's okay. Go to the front page of our website. The form is right there. Do that so we'll mail them to you at no charge, my friend. All of you folks, let me just show you, if you've not done so already, what you want to do is to go to the front page of our website, okay, and then sign up to receive your free Freedom Education package. And the classes you receive are here on your left-hand side and more. All you got to do on the right side, to get started, fill out the information on the right side. Click on this brown tan color button. You will get an email. When you get the email, confirm that, yes, I do want to get emails from Freedom Law School. You will get email education emailed to you, and a package will be sent to you at no charge by U.S. mail as well. So what's your name, my friend, and your question?
Jim.
Okay.
Jim.
How can I help you, Jim?
I'm a, my background was in engineering. I've been retired for 10 years, and I'd like to kind of go back to work. And I'm wondering if I went back, I don't know if I can get in the engineering field having been out this long. But here's my question. If you go back to work for a large corporation, it looks like to me I would almost have to have the royal package, because they're not going to – they're so used to extracting that mm-hmm. I'm going to have a fight on my hands if I do that, right? I haven't filed for 27 years.
Okay, so get the job, and – we have the form on how to stop withholding on your own right away. Do that and get the royal field package as soon as you can, even with a small $1,000 down payment if you have to. You can make payments on that, no problem. We can show you how to stop withholding income tax by following the law, by writing your congressman about the law, all three of them. That's a completely legal, safe, proper way to go about it, the whole thing.
Let me ask you a question. Most of these, when you apply for a job now, most of it's done online, so you don't have the opportunity to alter any documents, like, for instance, the W-2, making it a W-2-T. You can't alter anything, so how do you handle that?
Well, very simple. You ask them for the address if you have physically something to mail to them, to their payroll department, and you fill out on the website as best as you can, and then you follow it up with a physical one. You send them to the proper office by certified mail to have proof that you mailed it to them, and it gets attention. So that mailed copy will replace the one that they forced you in on the website. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Another question real quick, Payman. What's your opinion on whether Nasara Gasara is going to be enacted? Well, it's been enacted, but do you think it's going to be successful?
I've heard about Nasara for over 20 years.
Yeah, right. That's right.
When these people like you tell me it's been enacted. If it's enacted.
Bush enacted it in, I don't have the month and the day, but it was in 2000. And then the day it was supposed to be enacted is when 9/11 happened, is the way I understand it.
It was never enacted at all. It's a bunch of baseless legal theory. What you want to do, my friend, all of you, stop listening to the hearsay, baseless rumors on internet. Just because somebody claims that a pig in their backyard that flies. Do you believe that? Someone tells you they got a chicken in their backyard that gives milk. Do you believe that right away? If someone tells you they have a cow that lays eggs, would you just believe that without saying, show me the proof first? Wouldn't you demand proof first? Of course you would. Why do you treat this legal stuff with less degree of scrutiny and proof? You just believe all the crazy nonsense people say out there, Jim. There's never been an SR ever passed. It's just holding a nonsense. Don't go with that. That's why I show you the law from Congress's own website, the language of U.S. Supreme Court. You don't have to go just trust me or the government or somebody on the internet with rumors. You can verify it. So don't worry about that. Focus on what's real, not this baseless legal theory out there. Okay?
Okay. Getting back to employment, when you fill out as much as you can online, you're not going to get an interview if you don't have the documentation filled out completely.
Okay, fill it out completely. I have no problem with that.
What do you put down for a Social Security number?
Do you have you ever been issued a Satan's surveillance number?
Yes.
Misnamed Social Security number? Well, if you have it, give it. If you did not have one ever issued to you, would be another question. But since you got one, put it in. We'll deal with it later on. At this point, I am not ready or able to properly defend you, have a proper course of action for that type of thing at this time. Okay? So write that, put it on. You stop the withholding income tax, even with that. In fact, one of the things I'm working on is by end of this year, stop the Social Security withholding tax with the same process of writing your congressman first with a copy of the law attached, and then your employer, to stop the Social Security stealing of your money. But again, folks, with me, if you're in Moscow, I don't go just do something half-cocked. I'm going to do it right from the get-go. Airtight package. So it's coming up. But right now, just go get the job, my friend. After 10 years of starving, Jim, go start making a living again and eating well. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Any other questions, folks? Okay. If you the number, we're going to put it on the screen again to dial to ask questions. If you have any questions you want to ask orally, the number should be on the screen right now, 657-383-1755. Push 1 on your telephone keypad. So I know you have a question. We'll put you on live. Okay, let's go on YouTube now. So let's see. Edward Folk on Facebook says, we the people, the American States Nationals, are back in session here in our country. Common law courts are coming back in session. Okay, Edward, I love your heart. I love your spirit, my friend, of freedom. But listen, you're not a U.S. national, okay? Neither am I. Only people from American Samoa today are U.S. nationals, okay? You are always a citizen of your state. Your country is your state. America's 50 countries in the Union, like France, Germany, Italy are part of the European Union. We have our own union. Okay, that's what the president gives every year, State of the Union address. It's a union. Okay, so don't fall for all the stuff about national or common law versus statutory admiralty jurisdiction stuff. That's all baseless legal theory. I'll call them patriot mythology. What you want to do is go to our website, okay, I'll show you how to do that, okay? Here we go. Go to our website, okay, at livefreenow.org. The way to get the shortcut to our website and his YouTube channel, okay? Okay, I'm going to go here. What you want to do is go to our Freedom Hour link. From there, it links to our YouTube channel. You click on YouTube as it comes, link, it comes up there. And from there, what you want to do is go search. On this, on the center right of the page, there's the search magnifying glass. Type in there common law and see what Freedom Hours I've done in the past discussing common law. Here we go. Yeah, I got some, let's see. Yeah, do I have a common law in here much? Not much of that. I should do one about common law. Okay. But we do have one. Oh, here we go. One of my favorites is, okay, here we go. U.S. Nationals. U.S. National. That's one of my favorite videos. You bring that up. What happened? Let's do it again. U.S. National on the search. Here we go. Now, the one I got 3 months ago, that's the one you want to go to. Are you a sovereign state citizen or U.S. national? A non-resident alien who must pay income tax? I'm going to open that for you in a new tab. Okay, this was done 3 months ago and streamed live on June 18, 2020. This is what you want to watch, my friend. This will give you the answers you've been looking for and the solutions that you've been looking for that works, Edward, okay? All right. So let's go. We have another call from area code 916. Call from America 916 from Sacramento area. What is your first name? And do you have our free freedom education package yet?
Hey, my name is Greg. I have not gotten the freedom package yet.
Have you sent for it yet, Greg?
I have not.
Okay. I recommend you do so.
I'll get on that.
Yeah, get on because, folks, one of these is going to be censored out of YouTube. You will not find that. But this way you'll be on our email list. You can touch me. So that's what you want to do that because you're going to be gone and say, who are those guys? Yes. So what's the question, Greg?
Okay. So a couple days ago, I had received a letter from the IRS. And unfortunately, I don't have it with me at the moment, but it was... talking about me claiming my $1,200 stimulus check, and I'm a non-filer. I've been a non-filer for probably the past 8 years, and it gives you an option for non-filers to claim that. And I was wondering if you had heard of that type of a letter before, and if so, do you think I should respond and try to get the $1,200 or just ignore it?
Without the letter you're speaking about, how can I comment about it?
Sorry, what was that?
Without seeing the letter you're speaking about, I cannot comment about it.
Okay.
You should get the letter at the Freedom Law School before the Freedom Hour, maybe a day or two before, and let us know that you want to discuss it. We'll review it on the Freedom Hour. What you want to do is to go to our website. I'll show you Freedom Law's website. And at the very bottom of the website, of every page, is a Contact Us link. At the bottom right side, Contact Us. Open that link in the new tab to Contact Us. And there you'll see our address, phone number, office hours, everything. And on the right side, how you can email us with your questions. Fill out your information here on the right side. And then at the bottom, it allows you to attach whatever letters you want us to look at. Attach those letters. Okay? And let us know that I want to discuss this with you at the next Freedom Hour and be there on the next Freedom Hour. And I'll be happy to look at the letter, analyze it to you, and give you my insight. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Hopefully, we'll be talking next Thursday night. Okay.
Will do. Thanks.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Now, Robert Baker asked a very good question. He says on YouTube, how do we stay out of prison? Will they, the courts, IRS, honor their own laws? Very good question. Excellent. Okay, Robert, what you want to do, okay, go to my screen, okay? When you go to Eye Opening Education page, the answers are here already, my friend. Read this page, okay? Watch the videos here, okay? One at a time, okay? Watch this one first, 40 minutes long. And then read this material here and watch the videos below that. Why did Wesley Snipes and Irvin Schiff go to jail, okay? And basically what I show you is relying on the law will keep you safe. Because, folks, after all, the law is on your side. Most patriots go to jail for relying on baseless patriot myth theories like Nassara, like common law versus admiralty statutory court or citizenship arguments, nonsense, okay, or UCC, or Bankruptcy of the United States, H.R. 192, straw man, okay? Your name is in all capital letters. Vast number that go to jail if they're non-filers is for that. By the way, most people IRS put in jail are filers anyhow. And then the few that do not argue those things are not properly trained and prepared. I've been prepared. That's why I'm not in jail. I've been under criminal investigation for 25 years plus. Let me show you on our website the proof of that, okay? Okay. If you go under or look at our website under our victories, go to FLS Victories tab, okay? Open that link in a new tab. You'll see, for example, victory number 4, folks, Paymon. IRS have been investigating me since 1994 under criminal investigation. Got that? Criminal investigation since 1994. 26 years now. And they still cannot put me in jail. Right? Look at it. Okay, and here it is. You know, they had me investigated as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Way back then, before there was even a Freedom Law School. But I was just an activist. I'm constantly, for over 25 years, under investigation. Why am I not in jail? See? Here's a proof. You the document at the bottom, open it up, and you see proof that I'm not making this stuff up. Oop, the link is not working, guys. We got to fix it. Okay? I guess we got to make that documentation on their link. But the documentation, I'll be put up there. We'll fix that link. So you do the right thing. That's where I come in. You write the congressman about the law, ask him if I'm wrong, correct me. If I'm right, you stop the crooked people in government who are ignoring the law that you, representing the American people, wrote, and they are misapplying the law, in effect, breaking the law by misapplying it, and put these guys in jail. Folks, right now, James Comey, head of FBI under Obama, he's under investigation and others for the phony Trump-Russia hoax investigation. Right? That's what they did to Trump. Well, guess what? It's boomeranging against them. And we're going to boomerang all us against them, my friend. So watch his videos on that page. Answers are there in more detail. Okay? Let's see. What are the questions we have on there? David asked, how do capital gains work if someone makes a profit in the stock market but does not file for federal income tax? David. It doesn't matter if you're a wage earner, commission salesman, have your business, or make money from capital gains from sale of stock, bonds, commodities, real estate. It doesn't matter. None of that applies to you. None of it. Anyhow, you have to pay zero by law. Okay? So get yourself out of the matrix of lies into the world of freedom and truth, my friend. Okay? Let's see what other questions do we have. Jeffrey asked, what about your 401k and paying taxes? How does that work? Take it out. It's your money. So I don't know what you mean. Call Jeff. I cannot answer these cryptic questions, my friend. Get a call. Put the number on my screen for them, Jeffrey, to call so I can help him out, my friend. Now, Ed asked, why do you charge so much Federal Reserve notes just to help people and back them up from this IRS fraud? Please drop your prices so most of us can pay the fake money for your service and help protect us from the demons. Okay. Very good question, Edward. If I could put it all for free, I would have done that. If the people in the executive branch and the judiciary were honest, it would be easy. Show the law to the IRS. Oh, thank you for showing me the law. We'll leave you alone. The government lawyers, the part of injustice lawyers. Oh, thank you for showing me the law. I'll follow it as you told me. The judges, the holy priest of the system, it would be just so easy that they say, oh, thank you, we'll enforce the law as it's written. What you did not know, Edward, is that America was founded on the theory that we have a government by the people, of the people, for the people. That is the theory of U.S. government. But in practice, hasn't been that way for decades. Going back to at least 1930s and probably before that. Okay? You have a government by the international banksters and their corporations. And by their international bankers and corporations, by their people, for their benefits. Not you and me. We no longer have a government of the people. So what happens, there exists a judicial conspiracy to protect and preserve the federal income tax and the monetary system, fraudulent Federal Reserve money system. No government paid biased judge will ever rule that the income tax is a fraud, scam on American people. No matter how right you are, that's why the stuff that we get, we don't send it to the crooked judges. Because the crooked judges are worse. I've got more justice from honest IRS agents than double crooked federal judges. So that's the problem. So to beat them is not such an easy thing to show the law. It's much more complex game. I wish it wasn't. So Edward, to know this stuff so well, it takes an intelligent, well-trained mind. It's not like digging a ditch. Or flipping a hamburger and get paid, you know, 10 bucks an hour. There's a lot more. I've got 28 years at this. I was a middle school chess champion. I was a math whiz as a child. I read stuff all the time. I was a bookworm. By ninth grade, I finished trigonometry in high school. And I'm still learning. I was told by Donald McPherson, an attorney who was a criminal tax law expert, by the bar approved. And the tax law expert, he told me I'm the smartest non-lawyer he knows and smarter than most lawyers, okay, that he knows. Yet I charge a pittle compared to what these guys charge. Our program, Royal Fee Package, is $4,000 a year. That's it. About $350 a month. If you're not making and not saving enough income tax with Social Security income tax, Medicare income tax, federal income tax, you got to go make some money and I'll help you. Get involved what you want to do with our Freedom Opportunity Program, like I showed you right here, okay? What you want to do, my friend, is rather than saying, hey, Paymon, do it for free, which is not possible, Go click on Freedom Opportunity Plan and make money. Like I showed you. Why don't you refer people to Freedom Law School and get paid up to $4,000, right away. So don't get caught up in the poverty mentality of lack of moneyitis. Think prosperity. Think big. Think growing and blowing and succeeding. Think positive, and that will not be issue. You can start these programs with even the Royal Fear Practice with $1,000. The level one course with $100. You don't have $100 to start with that? Of course you do. Do you have Edward or level one course even? Why not? Do you have $100 or not? So folks, I'm tired of people saying give everything for free. What's going to be your contribution, your part? You're getting our courses, support this work. This doesn't happen for free. All this stuff costs money. This equipment, everything else, people doing stuff. So you help us out and help you. If you have any further questions, call our office. Put our office number on the screen, guys. Call our office and ask any volunteers I have, 9 to 6 Eastern time zone, your question, and we'll give you more detailed answer questions to your good questions further, okay? So let's go to other people's questions. Learn More says, I don't have a landline. So get one. They're cheap, $20 a month. Get a landline. Okay? Again, if you have no money, here it is. Become a Freedom Ambassador and make up to $4,000 per referral to Freedom Law School cash. Cash. No W-4s, no 1099s, no W-9, nothing. An envelope will come to you with cash. I'm referring people to Freedom Law School, $4,000 each referral. Folks, I can take you to the water, but I cannot make you drink. You got to choose to do it. Okay. Sam says, my kid's mom put it in for my stimulus. I didn't have say. It was too late. Well, that's okay, Sam. Next year, it's done. Don't worry about it. Next year. Okay? All right. Okay, let's go down to all right. Let's see what else is there. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Sean says, do I have to fill out this form out when according to USC 2624-3401C, don't fit the definition of employee? Start with whom is subject. What form? The W-4 form? Well, it's between you and your employer. If you really want to work for that company and they insist you fill it out to get the job, you fill it out temporarily as best as you can, like Freedom Law School teaches you. Later on, as soon as you can, like a teacher, write your congressman and correct it. If you don't want that job with that company, you say, fine, I'm going to find another company to work for that does not require a W-4 form. So you have a certain amount of choice there anyhow. Okay. All right. JPTAG33, thanks for your love, brother or sister. I love you too, my friend, and thank you very much for your support, folks. Folks, we're doing God's work, love work. God loves the truth. We love the truth. We try to get our folks, love people, by sharing the truth with them, empowering them, right? You refer other people, tell them, and I'll do the same. Now, I'm asked by JPTAG33, do you have a driver's license? After 19 years of not having one in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, and because of that, twice my car has been carjacked One time left on a freeway with a tow driver taking me to a liquor store, you know, gas station. When I came to Florida, I said, I'm going to pick my battle, don't fight that. I'm going to focus on this income tax, Federal Reserve money issue, which is much bigger. I cannot effectively do everything that I want to do if I have to worry about that issue. So I got one in Florida to answer your question. Okay. Now, how can you donate to Freedom Law School, folks? Freedom Law School does not have a bank account. You could donate by sending cash in the mail to us, but better than that, look, let me give you something. I would love to give you something for your donation, okay? What I prefer you guys do, if you prefer, folks, go to our website, okay? Under course packages, click on that and start with any of these course packages that fit your budget needs and goals. The level one course here is very affordable, only $400. You can start with $100 and go up from there. And all these other packages, even the most expensive one, top of the line, the Lamborghini Rolls Royce Royal FJ package, you can start with $1,000 and make payments. So donate whatever you want to, my friend, and let's love each other, support each other, join hands for freedom. Okay? All right. I think that's all we got for tonight, guys, don't we? Well, folks, I want to thank the live audience. Now, the question is, can you vote? If you can, who will you vote for? Well, of course, I can vote. We all can vote, and I think you should vote. Who will I vote for? Well, I'll tell you what. I was a Libertarian Party activist in 1989 as soon as I became an American citizen. I come from Iran, remember? Born and raised in a Jewish family. Came to America at age 14. I'm anti-Zionist, anti the corrupt state of Israel. They're hurting people, their lies and deception for freedom. So I voted libertarian all my life until Ron Paul ran for office in 2008. Then I voted for him, Republican, Congressman Ron Paul. 2012, stayed with Ron Paul. 2016, Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, ran. He dropped out. Trump was left with a bunch of neocon Republican in names only, bunch of crooks. Checked out Trump, supported him. He's not perfect. He's not Ron Paul, but he's not an insider crook. He's a good man, independent man. He's trying to do his best for America. As a billionaire, he has no more room to go up, except to be a great president for America, and that will be his legacy. So I disagree with some of his policies, like on Israel, but on most everything else, he's doing a good job. He's not aggressive enough, I would like him to be, but I'm voting for Trump. Okay, he's a refreshing outsider amongst all the crooked Democrats and Republicans who will single-handedly reshape Republican Party as a party of the corporations and big money to a party of America first and middle-class America versus elitist communist Democrats. So, yes, I'm definitely supporting Trump, despite he's not perfect. He's by far better than anything we had since going back to, 1920s, or maybe Jackson in 1830s, okay? So, Congressman Ron Paul did have a stroke 2 weeks ago, and I heard about that, yes. Yep, good man. Hopefully Ron Paul will be around a lot longer. Okay, folks, thank you for your love, for giving your time to me, to give me feedback, to help me record all this good information, get this out, our YouTube channel out, okay, to other people, And folks, we're going to go out, coming up January's around the corner. We're going to go gangbusters big in January. Watch. Okay? So have fun. Refer people to our videos. Okay? And I'll tell you, my favorite one, by the way, is the summer video. Let me show you where that is. You definitely want to watch this one. Okay? Let me see. Where's that summary video that we have, guys? Of all the videos that we got, this is the one that's the best one that you guys want to watch. Okay? Let me show it on our screen. Those who have been around for a while, you want to go to our... where's our playlist on the screen, guys? I don't see it. It is.
You're looking at our videos.
Oh. Oh, you know, to our go to our playlist. On our playlist, you will find the... on the... Here we go. Most Americans... do not owe income tax, short videos, right? Right now, it's on bottom left. Click on that. And here, this one is the best. This is the one to send to your friends, anybody you know, Facebook, any forum. You get them turned on, the short video. This is my number one numero uno video. That links to other longer, more complete videos. Send that to people, okay? Open the eyes, okay? And his summary of who is required to file income tax, which was posted August 5th, 2020. So with that, folks, I send you all my love, and I look forward to being with you guys again next week.